Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Kind of based on a little bit of a conversation we had a bit ago about how my mom kept buying unsalted pretzels. Yuck.
Yeah.
But I got a couple more from my mom. Which is funny because she's actually a really good cook.
I was like, are you putting your mom on blast today?
I am, and I know she's listening. She's actually been texting me. Hi, Mom.
Hey,
Mom.
Thanks for ruining the 90s for me. She's a good cook. I will preface it by saying that. But growing up, she would make us goulash from time to time. And even just the word goulash makes me cringe.
Well, because it means something different depending on where you grew up.
And it was, yeah. I mean, it was not, it was suburbia goulash. Well, it was not good.
My parents' goulash was macaroni noodles, tomatoes, and like hamburger and onions.
That's what it was. But the amount of like raw onions that were in it, or like half cooked onions.
And big hunks, right?
Big hunks
the
of.
The big hunk of onion.
Unsettling amounts of weird onions in it. And I don't know if she used the proper spices for it, because I think you're supposed to use like paprika and things like that in the goulash.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just like whatever was in the cupboard.
Right? Something
a lot of
green.
Garlic powder.
That's what my mom would do. She's like, this looks like it needs something green. Hand me something. I'm like, Mom, each green thing does something different.
And
you know?
I remember her, too, also putting a lot of vinegar in it,
I
recall. So it was vinegary, wrong spices, and big weird hunks of onion. So to this day,
I can't
do goulash. And that's the one that stuck with me all these years. So what's your guys? Is the one food that you didn't like as a kid? 303-691-1649. What do you guys have?
I remember mine growing up. My dad's favorite meal that my mom would make for him all the time was tomato bacon pasta. And like that sounds so good in and of itself, but my mom would put like essentially half a slice of tomato in there, and she didn't really chop it up that much, and I hated tomato, and it was awful. So my table was the one where it's like, if you don't like dinner, you're going to be forced to eat it. Like we're not making something else for you.
Yeah.
And so I'd have to sit there, and the battles that I would have with my parents of like, I'm not eating it. And they're like, you will sit there till 9 p.m.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah.
If you are not. Yeah. And then another one was just plain ravioli. But it's not because I hated it. I threw up on it. And so like the sight or smell of it for like 20
well,
years
that's
after.
Different. That's different. When you throw up on a
so
food,
bad.
That's
it
different.
It ruins it for you.
Oh,
absolutely.
It was so bad,
it ruins
man.
It for you.
Katie, what's the one food that you hated growing up?
Well, kind of the same thing that Josh said, where my family made me eat it. Like I was forced to sit at the table with this plate of food I hated, and it was always the sausage and sauerkraut. Like they called it snakes in North Dakota. That was the meal. It was like, we're gonna make snakes tonight, which already I didn't like. And then so it was just sausages and sauerkraut in a pan that they would heat up. And it was the worst meal.
My mom made this too.
Oh, it made me.
She
throw
would make
up.
It in a pressure cooker.
Yes.
Though.
Oh, any way you make it, it's not good. So to this day, I cannot eat sauerkraut. Like it will make me just
vinegary as well.
It's
right?
So gross. But I would sit at that table for hours and just like fight with my parents. Like I don't know why you're and I never did that to my kid. I don't know if you ever did it to your kiddos, but I never made my kid sit at the table and finish a meal because I thought it was absolute torture. So yeah, sauerkraut for me, can't do it.
Cringy, huh?
Cannot.
All right, what's your guys's food that you hated growing up? 303-691-1649. I got Travis and Kendra and Calvin. We can go right to hi Travis.
Good morning, Super Dupes.
Hi, buddy.
Hi.
Super Dupes to you as well, sir. So what's the food that you hated growing up?
Oh, my gosh. In the 90s, the rice cakes. The unsalted,
dude,
flavorless rice cakes. And you would get that as a snack in your backpack.
Yep.
And it was like an insult from your mom.
It was like eating a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
Truly.
It was so, and you would try to put like honey and things on there.
Oh, yeah.
And it just didn't work. It was like two different things in your mouth. And you're like, this is awful.
That is so. I forgot about that because that was one of the phases when my mom went through the unsalted pretzels. She also bought very dry rice cakes. I forgot
about
that.
Oh, they were awful.
That.
So
they were
awful. Travis, you had an almond mom too?
It was an almond mom.
Yeah.
A health conscious
Man.
Mother. Yeah, they made you very thirsty. So, Travis, that's a great one to start this off. Thanks for calling, buddy.
All right, my kids wanted to say hi as well. Say hi.
Hi, kids!
Eat all your food.
Very sweet. You guys have a great weekend. Thanks for calling, Travis.
They don't eat rice cakes.
Yeah, don't make them eat rice cakes. You
Thanks,
give them
real
cookies.
All right, here's Calvin. Hi, Calvin.
Hey.
Hey. Whoa, we can't hear you. I'm going to put you on hold. Josh, get with Calvin, if you wouldn't mind. Kendra.
Good morning.
Hi, Kendra. What was yours?
tuna noodle casserole.
That's a nut. Did your mom make it with those big, fat, wide noodles?
The egg noodles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God.
They were dense.
Disgusting. Like, the canned tuna, as soon as, like, oh, I still am traumatized.
As soon as somebody cracks open a can of tuna, you're like, what?
And was it
I just can't.
The traditional had the peas in it and then the crumpled up potato chips on top. They tried to make it better with that and it didn't.
That must be a North Dakota thing.
No, did you not put potato chips on top of your tuna noodle?
I think my mom did like the classic breadcrumbs. I don't know.
That's what my mom did too. Katie's was a little. I mean, that is trash. Katie's was even a little more white trash, I think. Your mom was like, let's just crumble some Pringles over it to cover the taste of the
tuna. Exactly.
Ruffles.
Ruffles makes it better. It did not, though.
You nailed it.
Yeah. No, barf to this day.
Yeah, so barfy. Kendra, thank you for the call. Thank you for the laugh.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend.
You too, bye. All right, Calvin, are you in a better spot now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, so much better. All right, so what was the food growing up that you hated?
Escargot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think even as an adult, you hate that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys eat a lot of that?
No. The story behind it is my grandparents took all the grandchildren and the children on a cruise, and my dad tricked me into ordering it, and then he said, since you ordered it, you have to finish it.
Oh, buddy. Ugh. Yucky gross.
Calvin, I only had that once as an adult, and it grossed me out. It was the texture and the oiliness and that little tool you had to use.
You know, like, what would make it better? If you crunched up some potato chips on it.
It makes anything better, actually.
Calvin, thank you for the call, buddy. Very funny. Hi, Rose.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
You? Okay, so what's the food that you hated as a kiddo?
I was always forced to drink a glass of milk in the morning, and I finally figured out that it was rotten and spoiled, so it was lumpy.
You had
and
to drink
I would wait
lumpy
for my
milk?
Mom. Yeah, I'd wait for my mom to leave, you know, the kitchen, and I'd put it down the drain. Never, always got away with it, but today I will never, ever drink a glass of milk. No,
yeah, that'll
you.
Ruin you. That'll ruin you. Why was your mom giving you lumpy milk? Were you in trouble all the time or something?
No, it was just some economy. Just she and I. We were broke, so.
Yeah. Okay, so now I get it.
We have.
Yeah.
Dang, Rose. You kind of make me want to puke right now.
I
thinking
know,
about the
yeah,
smell
the
of
lumpy
rotten
milk.
Milk.
It kind of sends
really,
me a little.
Really nasty. Thank you for the call, Rose. Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hey, you. We're talking about the foods that grossed you out as a kid. What's yours?
Oh, my gosh. So we grew up really poor, and we would have to go to the food pantry, and all the things in there were, like, you know, just, like, non-perishable things. And one was, like, canned sardines on crackers and mustard. That was, like, the one. It's so canned. It's so icky bad. It's so icky bad. I can't even. But the funny thing was is that, and tuna casserole was another one, which is, I still can't.
Mm-hmm.
Totally PTSD. And then what my brother and I did, we were so young, so what we did was we had made Oscar the Grouch soup out of all the things that we did not want to eat.
What?
like garbage soup.
Oh.
We called it Oscar the Grouch soup because we literally went outside and, like, put dirt in it. I mean, anything we could find, we threw it in there, and we bubbled it, and it was, like, splattering on the ceiling, and we got in so much trouble. We got the wooden spoon. It was hilarious.
Oh, my God. Well, that escalated quickly. That really escalated.
Oh, no.
Hey, you know, this was in the 70s. It was
right.
It was
then,
a
right?
different time to hit.
Back then.
Back then, you could hit children with wooden spoons
exactly,
all you wanted.
Exactly. It was
actually.
Fine.
Melissa, thank you. I'm going to do day. Two more. Let's do Yvonne and Christy, and then we can wrap this up. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. We're talking the foods you hated as a kid. What you got?
I got cooked carrots. I can't. I just can't. I can't.
What's wrong with carrots?
Well, straight-up carrots are fine. Cooked carrots, no. Once they start getting cooked, they just the texture and the taste is all off.
They get really squishy. They get real squish. The best story I have about carrots is my wife ate a ton of carrots as a kid. She was really into them. And they eventually had to take the carrots away from her when they had to take her to the doctor because her skin was literally turning orange.
Beta carotene.
The carotene, turned orange by eating too many carrots.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I want to challenge that. I want to do it today. All right, let's wrap things up. Thank you, Yvonne. Appreciate it. Christy, you get the final word on this. What was the gross food?
This is going to be a great one.
What is it?
So my mom used to serve us like a roast, but it was cow tongue.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I remember seeing cow tongue in the grocery store. And you'd go over and you'd poke the package.
It's so long.
Yeah, and it had the taste buds and everything on it.
It certainly did.
What is that? La lengua, right? Isn't that what that's called?
I think so.
I don't know. She did it like a roast. And I was like, I got to eat this. Yeah. And I had to sit there and eat it.
What is it like? Is it chewy?
Well, it's
chewy.
It is, but if you prepare it right, it's a delicacy. Like, they make tacos out of it, and it's a really tender meat if you can marinate it right.
A lot of cultures eat it.
Exactly.
Like,
if you can make it right, that's not the worst, but just knowing you're eating cow tongue is kind of...
It's the only food that can taste you back.
Exactly.
Ah, it's stupid. Christy, thank you for the call. Thanks for all the calls and comments today, you guys. Really appreciate you guys. Thanks for hanging out with us on a fun Friday. We're Jeremy, Katie, and Josh at Mix 100.